Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 485 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to discuss my family's recent spring break trip. We're going to talk about some travel problems that Caroline encountered, and we're going to talk about Melanie and Perry and the Need to Breathe concert in San Antonio. We would love it if you joined us on Patreon. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is all about the March issue of Southern Living. A whole lot of talk about chicken. And we have even more fun stuff coming up this month. We are always so happy when you stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And finally, there is information in the show notes if you would like to buy a ticket for the live stream of our Birmingham live show on April 23rd. You'll find a link for that. And if you want to make reservations for your time in Birmingham, if you're coming to town for the live show, there are specific instructions about how to do that for Helen. So be sure to check out those two pieces of information. All right, everybody, thanks so much for being here, and we hope you enjoy episode 485. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Never done this before. Like, just 4 minutes ago, walked in the front door after being out of town
for almost a week.
Sat down. Here we go. Time's of the essence. This thing's got to release tonight, and we got to record it. I got to edit it. I got to post it. We got to get it done.
So. That's right. That's right. We're just coming in hot. We're coming in hot, but the show must go on, Soph. The show must go on.
It really must. And so, so we're actually going to catch up in real time because I haven't talked to you since I left for our trip, our spring break adventure, and here we are.
And here we are.
Yes. So we went to Universal Studios in Orlando.
Yes.
With Alex and Jackson, who had said several months ago that they thought that they were, you know, there's always like a fraternity trip, but they said they kind of wanted to do something that was a little bit more, I don't know, maybe it's kind of nostalgic for them, you know, a theme park, that whole thing. So that's where we've been, and it was fast. But I'll tell you something else. It was hot. It was real hot.
That's real disappointing for March. You would hope going in March meant that you got some good weather, but I can attest because it's been hot here. So you know, I know that means it's hot in Florida.
Yeah, it was not unbearable, but it was. It was significant, you know.
Yeah.
But they do such a good job with the lines and all that. With you get to be inside a space that's air conditioned, which is nice.
Yeah.
But just all that pavement and so many people. But we had a ball. We had such a good time.
Oh, good.
Left Orlando early this morning, and here we are back in Birmingham, ready to go.
Did you ride some roller coasters, and how did your equilibrium fare on said coasters?
I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you without hesitation, I was a gamer.
Okay, good for you.
I was in it. Mm-hmm. Everything anybody wanted to ride, okay, I'll ride it. Okay. And I was able to do this, Melanie, because of a drug called scopolamine or some such. I'd asked the nurse practitioner that I see at my doctor's office. I was like, hey, I've heard, and it was actually podcast listeners who told me about it.
Okay.
And I was like, hey, I've heard about this something called Scopola something, and it's a patch that you put behind your ear.
Yeah.
And she said, yeah, absolutely. And so I picked it up at the pharmacy, and one patch lasts for 72 hours. So I put it on the night before we started riding stuff.
Yeah.
And I really do think it helped me because not one time did I find myself like getting off a ride and going like, oh Lord, have mercy.
Okay.
It was really helpful because that Harry Potter ride, the oldest one, that Forbidden Journey ride, that has put me down every time I've ever ridden it. I rode it back to back the first night we were there. I read it twice in a row. I wrote it yesterday, and I mean, I'm still aware that there's an aspect of it where I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
But yeah. I didn't feel terrible. And I didn't have to go sit down. I didn't have to go like compose myself. Mm-hmm. I was very pleased with the results I got from having the little patch on the back of my neck. So,
okay. That is great to know. Yeah. Listen, it's great to know.
I think it helped. And you know, I had a low level goal at the beginning of the year that when we went to Universal that I was going to ride the Velocicoaster, which mm-hmm. is like the big new coaster.
Yeah.
And then I tried to get out of it. I really tried to mm-hmm. say pretty much throughout January and February, y'all, I just don't know if I can do it. It makes me very anxious to think about riding it. I just don't know if I can do it. And so when we got to Universal, I guess it was, I don't know at what point in the trip, but David, Alex, and Jackson all went to ride it. And I was like, I'm good. I just don't know.
Yeah.
And so Jackson said, how about Tuesday morning, mm-hmm. which was our last day in the parks. He mm-hmm. said, how about Tuesday morning you ride it? And I was like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't commit. And so every time we would pass it, he'd be like, Tuesday morning, you can do it. Tuesday morning. So yesterday morning, Alex and Jackson slept in. We had adjoining rooms. They mm-hmm. slept in. David and I got up and went and rode like Green Gots, which I love that ride.
Yeah, that's a great ride.
We rode the Mummy a couple of times, which is my all-time favorite. And it was the last time we were there. It was under renovation or something.
Okay.
So anyway, so then we took the little train that you take from Hollywood Studios back over to Island of Adventure or whatever it's called. I don't mm-hmm. know where Velocicoaster is. And it was like I was on that train. We were meeting Jackson and Alex. It was like 10:30, 11. Okay. And I know I have an appointment with Destiny. Like I know mm-hmm. it was like the first day of school. It was like the first day at a new job. Like I'm going to do something I've never done before. I'm not happy about it. But
yeah,
I was just like, you know, I can do this. And I have a track record on this trip of knowing that I haven't gotten sick from rides. So yeah. I feel like I can do it. So we go through the whole queue, like, and we have express passes because we're staying on the site. So I really needed the line to be longer than it was. I felt mm-hmm. like from the time I went into the structure until it was time to get in a seat was really way too short.
Yeah,
you know,
I feel that.
So Jackson was, David and Alex were on the row ahead of us. And then Jackson and I were right behind them. And I was pulling down my seat thing to lock in. And Jackson said, I'm really proud of you. I'm so proud of you. And I said the ugliest cuss word.
Well, just keeping it real.
And of course, David and Alex hollered because, mm-hmm. and I was just like, oh my gosh, what have we done?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I don't know if you're familiar with the Velocicoaster, Melanie, but
I'm
apparently
not.
You're being chased by some sort of Velociraptor.
Oh, so you're moving very fast is what you're telling me.
And you go out and you're in this tunnel and then all of a sudden that thing, it shoots you up a hill like you're coming out of a cannon.
Oh.
And you go upside down, you twist, you turn, you flip. And there are times when, like, there was a point where you don't have a shoulder harness. It just, like, you have a really strong lap restraint.
Oh,
so there
no.
are times when, because you're upside down, you kind of, like, your behind leaves your seat.
Oh,
and
no.
so, and that was really the thing that scared me. Because,
yeah.
you know, but you are so secure. But anyway, when we finished that thing, I had called on the Lord in ways I did not know were possible. I had used all the words for my Lord and Savior just to deliver me, to rescue me. It was just a lot of sweet Lord, oh Jesus. Like I was beside myself. And at one point, I have a very vivid memory of just screaming, this is horrible. But anyway, so we finished it. And I was just like, oh, my gosh. But I wasn't sick. Like, it did.
Oh, okay.
It was very smooth. And so anyway, so we left and we did a couple of other things. And it was so hot. I told mm-hmm. David, I was like, I really want to go back to the room. But the boys wanted to ride Velocicoaster again. I said, okay, I'll do it one more time. I'll do it.
Oh, you did it again?
I did it again.
Oh, my gosh. And I said, you're my hero.
I'm going to keep my eyes open because I kept my eyes like almost clamped shut the whole time. Whatever was happening to me,
you didn't want to know.
I didn't need to bear witness to it. Yeah. And so I rode it the second time, and I wasn't as nervous. It's just so fast. Oh. And there's a point where you come down this hill. This is like, I don't know, 30 seconds in, and it accelerates you even more. Like, you're shot out of a cannon again. David said it's like 85 miles an hour.
Wow.
I'm somebody who gets butterflies if we go down a hill too fast in my car. You know what I mean?
Fair. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. But I get a little woozy when we have to cross over the big tall bridge that takes us into Port Aransas. You know what I mean? Like in my car.
Oh, here's Alex saying, yes, I did do it.
It's 70 miles, Melanie. 70 miles.
70 miles.
Well,
whatever.
It doesn't matter. If it's more than 15, that's too much for me.
Yeah, I did it. And so I didn't.
Good for you.
I didn't yell as much the second time. Because I was trying to keep my eyes open. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like only one sense could work at a time. You know, it's either. But it's just, I don't know how anything is that fast. And also safe, but it is very safe. You're very secure in there, but you're just really, somebody figured out the physics of that thing because it's, oh my gosh, I still can't believe I did it. But anyway, I did. So
I'm impressed.
I'll check
I'm
that
so
off
impressed.
The low-level goals list for sure.
Seriously, well done. Listen, here we are just in March of 26 and you've already got a goal checked off. So well done.
Well, we had kind of determined earlier in the trip that my favorite is what we were referring to as dark rides. I like a ride where you go into a dark room and you get in a chair and your feet can touch the floor. And then you have, like, there's a new Harry Potter ride at Epic Universe that was unbelievable. That's in kind of a car, sort of like Tower of Terror. Mm-hmm. And where it's kind of like you're just sitting on a couch and your feet are down.
Okay,
but then the car moves this way and that. And that ride, I will say, like the new Epic Universe park, that ride is unreal. Just the queue, like just the what you get to see as you're walking through is what they spent on tile for that thing. I would love to know, but it's just beautiful. So that was a fun one to kind of, you know, I don't know, amble through. And then there were several things at Epic Universe that I liked. This is my last thing I'm going to say. There's a Donkey Kong ride at Epic Universe. Mm-hmm. We went there on Monday, and we did that first because you can only use your Express Pass once per ride. And we just went ahead and did that right out of the gate because it's the most popular. And it's super fun. Mm-hmm. And they have this Super Mario World that is so cool. If anybody has had a kid who loved Mario, who loved Luigi or Princess Peach or whoever, there is not a tree. I really feel for the people who work in Super Mario World in, say, August.
Oh, yeah.
Because where can I purchase some shade? What do I need to do? You know, I mean, there's nowhere to hide from it.
Yeah.
So that was intense. But anyway, so we had a great time.
That's
and we
so
enjoyed
good.
Seeing all the things.
So
and,
fun.
And I can, you know, I guess hold on to a tiny bit of family pride in the fact that I did in fact do the Velocicoaster. So
listen, I think if you get on any kind of a roller coaster once you're over the age of 45, you deserve a medal. You deserve
Thank
a medal
you.
For bravery and for honor. And you did not shame your family. You brought great joy to your family for your bravery. So kudos to you is what I'll tell you
Thank
on
you.
That.
I appreciate it. David and I, by the way, went back to the hotel room every afternoon by 4.
Mm-hmm.
And because one, we were burning up hot.
Yeah.
You've had sunscreen on all day. So you feel so gross, like you need a shower in the worst way. And, and we would have rest time. Like the boys would stay in the and wherever, you know, we had been, but we liked to have some rest time. And that was nice, you know, kind of we tempered our pace a little bit.
That's good. That's good. Well, I'm going to tell you on the subject of another kind of roller coaster. I'm going to tell you about my ongoing feud that has escalated with American Airlines.
Oh, Oh, I cannot wait. I'm so sorry for the inconvenience, but cannot wait to hear.
And it wasn't me. It was my child. So you know what? Even worse. Mm-hmm. But Caroline was flying to, Columbia, Missouri, for a conference where she was speaking. And she was meeting Grace Valentine, our other friend who's a speaker, was meeting her there.
Yes.
So Grace was coming in, I think, from somewhere in the Chicago area. I don't remember what her origin of travel was, but Chicago is where things went awry, is what I'm going to tell you. But Caroline was flying out. We had really debated because it was like, did we fly her out of the Houston airport? We knew not to fly her out of the College Station airport. But
that's been a hard-fought lesson, I feel like.
It really is. And we keep trying. You know, we keep going back because it's so convenient. But the problem is the airport in Columbia, she could only fly American into that airport. So you're limited. So we decided, you know what, we're going to fly her out of Austin. Because our thought was Austin makes sense because she could drive to Austin, fly there. When she got home, she could have her car already packed and then come to San Antonio because she's on spring break this week. So we're like, Austin makes sense. So she gets to Austin. She's like, I'm leaving my house at 10:30 on Friday morning. My flight leaves at 2. She was like, I think that's plenty of time. She was supposed to land in Columbia about 6:30 or 7. What I did start to see was that there was all kinds of weather throughout pretty much the whole, like from Dallas all the way through Missouri. So I was like, well, this isn't optimal. So she starts texting from Austin and she's like, my flight's been delayed. I'm going to have 20 minutes to make my connection in Dallas. My flight's been delayed, you know, whatever. And I was like, oh, here we go. And so she's speaking at 9:30 Saturday morning. So she, so all that happens. Then she texts about 3 o'clock on Friday and says, my flight's been completely canceled. So,
child has the worst luck with flights getting canceled.
I'm just telling you, if you're on a flight and you see Caroline Schenkel on your flight, just know you're not going anywhere.
Just go ahead and go to the nearest counter.
Yeah.
And ask somebody if they can help you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And listen, I appreciate it. She said, don't worry. I got a couple of airport dads helping me out. And she said there were like different older men who really took her in who were like, we're tracking the plane. It's coming this time. It's going to be here, whatever. She's like, well, airport dad just said it's canceled. And then it was canceled.
Wow.
So then she finally ends up flying out of Austin at, I think, 6 o'clock. So they've rescheduled the flight. 6 o'clock. We know that there's an 8:30 flight that's leaving Dallas for Columbia, Missouri. So she still has a shot. But then I know the storms are coming into Dallas all the morning. So I text our friend Christy and I'm like, hey, if she gets stuck in Dallas, can you be on standby? Can she spend the night at your house? Christy was like, great, I'm on standby. I was like, okay. So Caroline gets to Dallas. She runs to make her connection. She gets on her connection. They get in the air. She's on her way to Columbia. Now, at this time, Perry and I are at the Need to Breathe concert, which is a whole other thing. So I've got my phone just kind of so I can see what's happening. So like when she gets on the plane, I showed it to Perry and I was like, she's on her flight. She's on her way to Columbia. So we're like, great. So about the time we're getting home from the concert, I have a text from her that says, we touched down in Columbia, but the pilot decided he couldn't actually land the plane. We are now rerouted to St. Louis to refuel and don't know if we're leaving St. Louis.
Get out of here.
No, no. She said literally the wheels of the plane touched down in Columbia. And she said it touched down. She said it was so shaky and then like it went right back up. And the pilot came on and said, I did my best, but I couldn't make it happen. Couldn't stick the landing.
Was it because of the wind? Like what was going on?
I don't know. But here's what she said. At that point, sir, your wheels are on the ground. So even if we crash, how bad is it going to be? She said, I really
coast us like to some sort of stop. Like we can just gently tap the side of a building, maybe or something.
That she was like, at that point, I would like open up an emergency hatch and just slow roll out the, you know, onto the runway. So they divert. They fly them to St. Louis, which is, from my understanding, is almost a 2-hour drive from Columbia. This is at 10:30, 11 Friday night. So she's like, I'm stuck in St. Louis. We're on the runway. They're not letting us off. I don't know what the thing is. She's,
oh, my word.
I know. She's texting with the coordinator of the conference saying, hey, now I'm in St. Louis. She's also texting with Grace Valentine because what has happened to Grace is that her flight has been canceled. So Grace, bless her heart, has now rented a car in Chicago to drive to Columbia, Missouri.
Oh, my word.
I know. These Caroline said, we are literally the epitome of 20-something. Like, we're just a girl, you know? Like, we're just we're just a girl trying to. So she said Grace is driving through horrendous thunderstorms and terrible weather. She was like, I'm stuck in St. Louis. So then she's trying to figure out. And so I'm like, well, do we rent her a car to, like, get to St. Louis? But then I'm like, but then am I putting my kid in a strange state driving through horrible weather? So anyway, these sweet ladies that were running the conference drove from Columbia to St. Louis pick Caroline up at 11 o'clock at night. They got there at 1 in the morning. Caroline said, I was just walking laps around the St. Louis airport. She said, just hanging out. And then they drove her back. She got to bed at 4 in the morning.
Oh my gosh.
Woke up at 6 to go speak. Grace made it in. She said that her alarm went off that morning. She said, I was doing my makeup. And she said, and, like, I hadn't seen Grace yet. She said, and all of a sudden, I just hear this voice from the other room. It's like, Caroline, are you here?
It really is a thing now. I feel like when people plan conferences and events, you really have to factor in the whole part about airline travel not being the most reliable.
Yeah. Like, how can you not? And I thought, and listen, I told Grace, I was like, good for you, because I don't know. I mean, both girls, because I'm like, I would have been tempted to throw it in and be like, y'all, it's not going to happen.
But the fact that this is not the Lord's will.
This is not going to happen.
He will not have it.
But I told them both, because I told Caroline, I said, listen, welcome to traveling and speaking. I said, anybody who tells you it's glamorous is lying. I said, because it's a lot of being stuck in airports. It's a lot of eating Doritos from a vending machine in your hotel room at 11 o'clock at night because you forgot to eat earlier. And I had just been reading that day, because in Bible in a Year, I've been in Acts and in Romans, and I was laughing. I was like, this is the modern day equivalent of Paul being shipwrecked is American Airlines for the speakers, where you're just stuck.
They're doing the most.
Yeah. But they got there. The conference was great. She loved it. She had a great time. She and Grace had so much fun together. So it was all, but then Grace had to turn around and drive back to Chicago to return the rent car. Where then two more of her flights got canceled.
Oh, my word.
I think she finally got home on Frontier Airlines. And then Caroline, I woke up. So she was flying home early Sunday morning. So I looked and I was like, okay, her flight took off from Columbia. And then I get a text, which it's also daylight savings time. I think about 6:30 our time, I get a text that's like, American Airlines has canceled your flight from Dallas to Austin. And I'm like,
my goodness.
I know. So anyway, but I will say it worked out, because they actually put her on an earlier flight. So she did make it back. But I was up. So Sunday morning, up at 6 a.m. ready to just fight with American Airlines.
No doubt. Oh, my gosh.
What a disaster. So anyway, that was that whole thing. So she came home and basically slept for 2 days, because she's like, I've had about 4 hours of sleep in the last 72 hours.
Yes. And travel trauma on
and
top of that.
Travel trauma. I mean, it's just, and it's so stressful, because you're just like, there's nothing you can do, you know, like you're just stuck. You're just powerless against the airlines. And she was like, how can they get away with this? I said, because what are we going to do? You got to fly places, you know, so I have now changed my new slogan for American Airlines is, when getting there is optional.
Right. Well, you know? That's fair. Yes.
Yeah. When you don't really need to be there, book us.
Yeah. So give it a shot, and maybe not.
Yeah.
No harm in trying, right?
You may show up, but she said, I can't believe Grace has to fly again. She was like, I'm so thankful. She was like, I don't get on a plane again until the live show. And I was like, so you have some time to recover from the travel trauma. But listen, since she's been home, we went and had massages. She's going to NIVA today to have a facial. So, you know, we're regrouping. We've regrouped.
Yes, I would expect no less.
Yes, but I will say, Perry and I went to go see Need to Breathe on Friday night, and they maybe one of my favorite concerts I've ever been to.
I love it. They're so good.
They were so good. They were so heartfelt, and just their music. I think they're better live than they even are just listening to them. You know, like, I think some people aren't as good.
Oh,
live.
I agree. They're a great live band. Yes.
They're so good. And Perry was hilarious, because he kept saying, I don't even know anything they sing. I don't know who we're going to see. And I was like, seriously, because I play them. Like, I was like, you're going to know their songs. He's like, no, I don't know. Whatever. And so when they started, he was like, well, this was not what I was expecting. And I said, what were you expecting? And he was like, I don't know, but I just thought it was going to be different. But he loved it. It was at the Tobin Theater here, which we laughed. I don't think we've been to anything at the Tobin Theater since Caroline's dance recital when she was three. And so... But it was such a great concert, and it was so, to me, it was so moving. Like, I just was like, this is an example of just people doing what they are so called and gifted to do. Mm-hmm. And to me, you just felt like the Spirit of God in that place in just such a beautiful, like, calming way. I was like, this feels like church to me, like in the best of all ways. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Well, they're musicians who happen to be Christians, mm-hmm. but they're not necessarily a Christian band, mm-mm. if that makes sense. And so I think that I love that when you get sort of the overflow of what they believe and what they do. But they're really a rock and roll band. I mean, they're like a great American rock and roll band.
Incredible. And, so, they had a female singer singing with them named Bree Kennedy. And her voice was just the voice of an angel. Like, she was so incredible. And then in one of their songs, they did a quick, and he was like, you know, this is the core of what we believe. And he said, this is where we find our peace. And they just did like a quick bridge of like Nothing But the Blood of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you, I wept. I mean, I was just like, oh. It was fantastic.
Well, I'm so glad. That's so fun.
We loved it. So it was great. And other than that, listen, I finally got caught up on, everybody had been talking about Love Story on Hulu.
Yes, I have not watched it.
JFK Jr. and Carolyn Bessette story. Listen, I'm obsessed.
Okay.
I'm obsessed. It's not even that I think the acting is that great in it. You know what I mean? But I think the thing that's gripped everybody our age is it's just the nostalgia of it all. Like, it's remembering, like, that she was such a fashion icon and everybody, like, I told Caroline, I was like, you can't appreciate that the better part of the mid to late 90s for me was looking for the perfect camel colored skirt with a black turtleneck. You know, like, that was all I wanted.
The way she could wear like that mock neck. I remember that Gap stretchy mock neck shirt that went with everything. Mm-hmm. And she could put something like that on with just like a plain skirt. And
yes.
Unreal.
And and look so fantastic. And she had this leopard coat that she wore with her jeans. She was just, it was that easy, casual, like sleek. And so they really have captured that, I feel like, just her style. And, but the music is from the 90s. So listen, I've now put the playlist on Spotify because it's all that like Goo Goo Dolls and all that music from the late 90s. It's just, you're like, this is such an interesting, I don't know. It's just a fascinating time period because I remember it so vividly, you know?
Well, I need to watch that. I really
do. It's really good. Like, even as a standalone, you're like, it's just a great story. But it was funny because I think Caroline had told me, she was like, oh, my roommates were watching it. And she was like, her hair on it is fantastic. And so we kind of talked and I said, you know, they were like the thing. And she was like, I don't even know who they are.
Wow.
And I was like, wow. I was like, they were like the Travis and Taylor of our time. Like everybody was so obsessed with. I was like, I changed the whole vision of my wedding dress based on her wedding dress. Like, she changed everything. I said, like, it was, I said, oh, everybody remembers where they were when their plane went missing. It was, it was the whole thing. So
it was a whole thing.
Listen, it's fantastic. So I think there's only two episodes left. So there's a new episode every Thursday night. So I'm all caught up on that. Yeah, and that's pretty much that.
Well, before we left, you know, I had Alex's, some of his buddies come over for supper last week. Mm-hmm. And so that was a big day of cooking. Really got my carpal tunnel flared up with all my chopping.
Yes.
And but that was so fun. They came over and were delightful. And Joey and Steph came over, and my sister and her husband came over. And so we hung out in the kitchen while they hung out and, you know, ate and laughed and all that kind of stuff. And then the next night, Alex's friend Saxon was not able to come for dinner. And so Saxon texted me and said, are y'all going to be at home this evening? Mm-hmm. And I said, we are. Or maybe this was Friday. And I said, we are. And he said, well, I'm going to come by. So anyway, Saxon got here Friday night, and we had the state baseball game on. And so we sat here and watched baseball. And when State finished playing, we watched y'all, you know.
Yeah.
And one of the things, we left Saturday morning, but we didn't, we left Saturday afternoon. And State's Saturday game got moved to 10:30, so it didn't conflict with the basketball game that afternoon.
Okay.
And so I got to watch our whole game before we went to the airport, which was just the kindness of the Lord,
because
we won
say,
like 26-0.
Yes, it was a significant score.
It was a significant score. And then last night State played Tulane down in Biloxi at some, you know, like sponsored classic situation, and had a great comeback in the seventh inning. Scored 7 runs. And so I watched that when we got to the airport this morning in Orlando. That's what I sat and watched.
Oh, nice.
While we were waiting on the plane to get there. But we kick off SEC play this weekend, which is hard to believe. Y'all play Oklahoma, I believe.
We do. We play
Arkansas. Y'all don't. Mm-hmm. You know, the Arkansas people love to slide into the DMs with some woo pig.
They do.
Those are two great matchups. Four really good teams, and so that should be fun to see.
Yeah. Well, we have the basketball tournament, SEC basketball tournament, starts today.
Yes.
So that's happening. The Aggies got the number 6 seed. We went to, I don't know if you saw, but we went to 3 overtimes against LSU in Baton Rouge.
Oh, I did not know that. Now listen, I'm just, as the 13 seed, Melanie.
Yes. You're a little checked out.
I'm a little checked out. Yeah. I know we play Auburn, but, you know, we'll see how that goes. I didn't know y'all went to 3 overtimes with LSU.
3 overtimes against LSU. And I'm telling you, by the time it was over, both teams, I felt like both teams are like, nah, you can win. You know what I mean? It was
you got this one. Yeah. Yeah. If you don't mind, I'm just gonna head on back to the locker room. If this is all the same to you.
Oh my gosh. They were so tired, but we pulled it out. So we won. And it was a win that we really needed, especially to get that 6 seed. And so we've got to buy the first round. So listen, Bucky McMillan, Bucky Ball continues to stun and astound his first season.
Yes, that's awesome.
Which I think is so fun. And I'm excited to see that. And then last night, we swept our baseball series this past weekend. We played Oakland, and then we run-ruled Stephen F. Austin last night. And so I think by the 6th inning, I want to say I think we hit at least 4 home runs in the 6th inning. So the bats are hot. Is what I'm telling you. And Stephen F. Austin kept changing their pitcher. And I told Perry, I said, don't you know those at that bullpen? They're like, nah, I'm good. Don't just let, you know what?
Well, that's the saddest thing. When you feel like they're really just like, they're like, hey, you ever thrown a baseball?
Yes.
You're up. I mean.
Yeah. Godspeed. We're going to put you out here.
We're going to see what you can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
I know. We changed pitchers a good bit last night, but I think Tulane, I think they pitched 9 or 10 people. Like it's one of those things when it's bad, man, it's almost embarrassing. You know, like it's rough.
It's rough. It's rough. So, but we continue to be, I think now we're 15-1. So I'm feeling real optimistic, so we'll see how we do in Oklahoma this weekend, because that's, you know, once SEC play starts, I feel like it all gets real.
Everybody's so good. Everybody's so good.
So I have to tell you about another funny thing that we have laughed about. So when I got my nails done last time at the salon, she put some sort of top coat on, and I don't know if it's like a UV thing or whatever, but it has caused my nails, they glow in the dark. So at night...
Okay.
So at night when I go to bed, they glow. Like they legitimately glow. And so I had meant to ask Caroline when she got home, like, hey, have they ever put this on where your nails glow? Because this has never happened to me. And I don't know if it was a mistake or it's some new thing they're using. I don't know. But then at dinner 2 nights ago, it was after... they had released kind of a thing that they were just like, hey, be on guard for like sleeper cells in the United States because of everything going on. Like, just know that this, if you see something, say something. It was like, just know this is like a threat or whatever. So, of course, I bring it up at dinner because that's Perry and Caroline's love language. You know, like, hey, have we thought about? And they were like, oh, yeah, sure. What are you going to do? Perry said, this isn't what mom's going to do. Oh, no. And I was like, yeah, pretty much. But then I went to bed that night and I dreamed that we were somewhere and it was dark and that we had to hide and my nails were glowing and like
They were not cooperative. Your nails were not cooperative.
And when I told Perry and Caroline the next day, they said, that's the most on-brand thing ever, that your nails would glow in the dark and give us away. And they said, we would leave you. We would just leave you.
Yeah, they 100% would leave you. Listen, it'd just be every dead woman weight. For herself. Yeah,
yeah, uh-huh. Dead weight. So anyway, but my glowing nails, I don't know what. So let me know if anybody's ever had that, because I have never had them glow in the dark, but it's fascinating. And it hasn't worn off. They're like 2 weeks old and they still glow every night.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's kind of impressive.
I mean, it really is. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that tells you how much has been happening around here.
Well, I mean, you've got your own entertainment just right there. Have to look at your hands.
Yeah, that's it. So.
All right. Well, is it time for five favorites?
Time for five favorites. So so I picked these up on a whim at Target because I love the Let Me Sleep gummies. This is one of the Kardashians that does these. And so they had these Let Me Tone metabolism gummies. And you know, in your mid-50s, to me, I'm always, what can I do to help my metabolism? Because sure, you know, she's struggling. She's struggling.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I bought these and I just reordered them because I think they really do make a difference. I don't know what, but I think I don't know, because I can't feel my metabolism. So I'm not sure. Like, oh, my metabolism is so much better. I can tell it's so much speedier. But I do think that it's suppressed my appetite a little bit. Like, okay. I think it kind of, so, and maybe that's because I'm metabolizing everything so fast. I don't know, but.
You like them.
I like them. I think that they're working. I think we're all trying to figure out, you know, what we can do. And so I think that these are helping my sluggish metabolism.
Okay, I think that's great.
Yes. Okay, this next thing, I needed like an eyeshadow that I was like, I'm kind of tired of powdery. I've always used my little pencil. I like the Thrive Cosmetics, you know, the Brilliant Eye Brightener. But then I saw this Stila. Do you see Stila? Stila? Liquid eyeshadow. And I ordered this. And I have to tell you, I love this.
Okay.
It goes on like a dream. It's very like creamy. I just got this Crema Matte color, and it's like the perfect like everyday just base color. Like it gives you a little bit, it just brightens your eye area. It looks very natural. It stays on all day because it's cream. It doesn't crease. I just think this is a great eyeshadow if you're looking for something like that.
I just added that to cart. Okay. This is the kind of color, if I don't do anything else for eyeshadow, I just want a little like neutral creamy color.
That's it. It just enhances, like it just brightens it up a little bit, you know? So I've just started putting this on every day and I just do a little swipe and then I kind of blend it with my fingers and I love it. It's a good little pop of just kind of gets rid of some of the dark of your eyes, if that makes sense.
Excellent.
Yeah. This next, listen, you know I love an overall.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
It's one of the core tenets of my personality. And Gap has, I tried these on in the store and I immediately bought. They're the Gap Ultra Soft Denim Horseshoe Overalls. I got them in just the denim because I needed a new denim. They're so soft. They're the best denim. They're so comfortable. They're lightweight and they're not a true horseshoe. Like they're a subtle, so they don't look, you're not super barrel legged. But I just love the way these look.
You can tell by the cut below the knee or around the knee that it's a little bit of a barrel,
but it's very subtle.
Huge one. Yes. Those are so cute.
They're so cute. And I mean, I will wear these all summer with a tank top, with a t-shirt, with my sandals. I mean, I could wear them with like booties and a turtleneck. They're so cute. So I would say they run true to size, but I love these. They come in other colors. I have the medium indigo is what I got.
Okay.
Big fan.
Melanie, I haven't worn overalls since I was a child, but I am tempted. I feel like I would think I was in a costume. Like overalls are totally like a natural thing to occur with you, but I don't know with me. I don't know. But
you could order them and try. You try them, just see. I just think they're so. To me, it's almost like a. It's like a version. It's like a nicer version of sweatpants for me. To be able to throw on overalls with a t-shirt, I feel cute, but I also feel super comfortable. So.
I like this railroad stripe a lot.
I think it's real cute.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to try them.
Yeah. And I think if you wanted to dress them up, you could even do like a crisp, like white button down under them with like cuff sleeves and booties, I think would be so cute.
Oh, see, I would need for you to walk me through okay. that, like on FaceTime, but I appreciate the encouragement. I do.
Yeah, that'd be real cute. So, okay, the next thing is I have decided, I've been really concerned about the ongoing wrinkle situation around my mouth.
Oh, it's and terrible. So not it's, yours. Mine. Yeah, mine is terrible.
No, yeah. It's and so I feel like what it's not helping that I use that little straw on my Stanley cup all the time. Mm-hmm. Or I think now I'm using a real simple cup. Whatever it is, it's a straw. So I was like, I need something that has a spout that's going to let me just drink water, not out of a tiny straw. I think that that's something okay. I can actively do. So I had ordered in a Wallow water bottle, because that's what Caroline has. So I was like, I'll just get one like hers. Well, then it came in, and the problem is the ones that we have, I think they make one that fits in a cup holder, but it wasn't going to fit in the cup holder of my car, and that's a no-go.
But, yes. Well,
you're all the way out at that point.
Yeah, that's unacceptable.
Mm-hmm. So I did some research, and what I have found and what I have now loved is this Takaya Actives water bottle. It's got a spout lid. It is dishwasher safe. It has a removable bumper, so if it comes in lots of colors.
Oh.
But it fits in your cup holder. And so okay. Listen, I'm so enamored with it. I don't know why I didn't do this sooner. So, and my wrinkles run my mouth say, same. Why didn't you do this sooner? But it has great reviews, and it really does keep everything super cold. So, listen, do we need another water bottle? Probably not, but this one is really good.
Okay. All right. I love it.
If you're looking for something. And then the last thing, part of my thing, this kind of goes with the overalls. It's overall adjacent, but it's also just, I feel like I've been on a journey trying to find the perfect white t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried different ones. There's an Amazon one that's pretty good. American Eagle makes some decent ones. But I saw an influencer mention this one. It's the Buck Mason White Slub Easy Crew.
And I did not know Buck.
I didn't know Buck either. I'd never heard of Buck, but apparently Buck feels he's proud of his t-shirts is what I'm going to tell you. But I was like, I think you get 15% off for your first order when you sign up for emails. But I ordered this White Slub Easy Crew, and I'm telling you, it's the best white t-shirt I've ever seen. Like, it's just, it's soft, it's lightweight, it's not sheer. It kind of hangs beautifully. Like, I've wanted to do, maybe it's the Carolyn Bessette thing, I want a t-shirt that just looks nice enough that I could just throw it on with a pair of jeans or a pair of jean shorts and still look kind of pulled together. This is that t-shirt.
Okay.
So it's really good. Now that I have it, it also comes in a wash navy and a black. So I think I'm probably going to get the black next. But if you're looking for just a really good looking white shirt that's a little elevated from just a normal white t-shirt, this one is a really good one.
Okay. What a wide variety of things we have had today. I mean, just something for every need.
We're covering all the bases. Yes. You know?
So I love it.
So anyway, there you have it.
Okay. Well, thanks everybody for being here. Thanks for listening, and just real tickled that we managed to get this done.
Right under the wire, just like real professionals. So that's, I had told Caroline yesterday, I said, hey, when we come home, then I'm going to have to record the podcast. So I'm not going to be able to go shop. And she's like, so you're telling me you have to do your job? And I was like, yes, I do. I do have to do my job. So, but listen, I did my job early. So thanks to you coming in hot. So there we have it.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week, everybody, and we will talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, y'all.